By many accounts, the area around South Federal Boulevard is a rough neighborhood. The area is predominantly Hispanic, with medical marijuana dispensaries squeezed in between run-down and empty strip malls and brightly painted taco shops, some dotted with colorful graffiti. But one thing stands out.
How can we take this beautiful campus and give, students maybe right up the street on Federal an opportunity to study in a private atmosphere?
Jason Johnson is Assistant Director of Recruiting at the nonprofit private Colorado Heights University. The 76-acre wooded campus sits on a hill, and its six-story bell tower literally towers over South Federal, unique in an area surrounded by strip malls and urban sprawl.
A lot of people from the area have always said, that's how I find my way home, because I always look for that big thing sticking up, and I know that I'm almost home if they live in Southwest Denver.
Another unique feature is the fact that the university actively recruits people who are in the country illegally and enrolls them without proof of citizenship or social security number.
We want to provide education to all students. We don't feel that education should be something only offered to the elite, the mega wealthy.
And that's at the crux of the issue being debated at the state capitol. But it's actually being played out in this Southwest Denver neighborhood.
This is just a place for students to hang out.
Inside Colorado Heights' small but well-appointed student lounge, Victor is playing pool with his friends. Victor didn't want to give his full name because he's in the country illegally.
I'm originally from Mexico, from Aguascalientes. I've been here since I was 9 years old.
Because undocumented students don't have proof of Colorado residency, Colorado's public universities charge upwards of $14,000 a semester for out-of-state tuition. So only having to pay $500 a month for his classes is extremely attractive to Victor.
The opportunity that, they charge us as in-state tuition, not like another college out-of-state tuition.
But not all are keen on this open-door policy.
My constituency is delighted to see educational opportunities being offered locally.
Denver City Councilwoman Jeannie Fotz, whose district includes Colorado Heights University, says her biggest concern is not that the education is being offered in her neighborhood, but like some of her constituents say, it's a catch-22 because it sets up unrealistic expectations.
They are concerned in cases where you have individuals who are undocumented coming in to a system where they cannot even get jobs because they are prohibited from holding jobs.
There is a huge need in the community for helping undocumented folks be able to survive in this community of English speakers.
Dr. Vicki Strunk is Dean of Academic Affairs at Colorado Heights. She understands the concern of some in the area, including the councilwoman. She says all students have a right to an education regardless of their immigration status.
And we have an awesome ESL program that is academically focused to help prepare students not only to survive in the community, but to help them reach the next level of their education, whatever that may be.
However, maybe the best gauge of how things are playing out is back along South Federal Boulevard. Bubba's Barbecue is on a busy corner across from the university. Manager Vince Clark sits at a table greeting customers. He says the students he feeds every day from Colorado Heights, undocumented or documented, are a good group and a benefit to the community.
The school over there, it's really it's a good school. I don't know about the curriculum or teachers at all, but the kids are really good. They are, they're smart kids. I honestly haven't seen one of them that even resembled anything being close to stupid.
That's just one opinion of a person along South Federal Boulevard, but it's opinions like his that will be debated in the coming weeks at the Colorado State House as lawmakers continue to wrestle with the issue of tuition and education of undocumented students. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.